Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it!
It's time for episode 663 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint mid-September. SAG strike summer is winding down, not the strike, just the summer. And I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
What's up? How's it going? You haven't scabbed, right?
No. Well, I'll be on Real Time tonight and Drew Barrymore tomorrow.
Did you see both of them walked it back funniest way, but Bill Maher... The way he walked it back is funny to me because he goes, hey, it looks like they're back negotiating now. So I'm going to wait it out.
Well, yeah, thanks,
that was
Bill.
The only issue. Yeah.
You're announcing you're going back to production is probably what forced the studios to the table. Thank you.
Right.
So much. And then Drew walked it back too. She's holding off as well.
Yeah, she reconsidered. I forget what her statement said, but I think it was just pretty much like I'm pulling a 180. I heard all of the everyone blasting me. So,
do you think that Duncan Crabtree Ireland sent some heavies over there? Some henchmen.
His henchmen.
Yeah.
The Crabtrees.
It's possible.
His
the
crabs.
Crabtree gang.
Yeah.
Go over there. Change their minds. Well, we're still in production. Podcasting is still legal. We'll keep doing it as long as it is. And we're excited to bring in our guest.
Boom.
Here he comes now. You know him from Man Dog Podcast and Big Grande. You've seen him right here in the chart orchard many times. Please welcome back to the charts, the hilarious Dan Lipper.
Lipper, per, 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 per.
Hello. Yeah.
Welcome.
I like as a catchphrase, we're going to keep do it podcasting till it's illegal. There's something there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was nice.
Should we barely make legal. Should we print up some shirts?
I said, yeah.
Shirts that said that?
How does your merch do? I've never really been successful with merch. I don't know.
Well, we haven't ever really initiated any merch in years.
There you go.
So we got to get on that.
Back from the stand-up days, I still have tons of merch. I've always said it's like Travis Bickle. A comic's home is like Travis Bickle and Taxi Driver, except there's merch everywhere. But with Teespring, we could just throw the design up there, see how it does without it piling up in our places.
Yeah, you don't have to buy it yourself now.
Speaking of making money off of ideas and catalogs, Katy Perry sold her entire catalog for $225 million to Litmus. Litmus.
What's Litmus?
Litmus is...
I thought record labels bought those up.
I think now it's just you get half a billion together and you just say, we're going to acquire catalogs. They're like a media rights company, I guess. They're the new...
Wow. The new beast. So she she gives them California girls. She gives them I Kissed a Girl. She gives them Firework.
Coming in number two, Roar. Isn't that one?
Oh, you asked Firework. You're going to hear firework. Me, you mean, Roar. Or maybe Roar was a song. She had a lot of lion themes.
Baby, I'm a firework. You're a firework.
A fire roar. But the most of that catalog, or basically all of it, was amassed during this podcasting Who Charted era.
That's true.
So,
pretty and now cool. She's an American Idol host, right? Maybe she's just focusing her attention on that.
Maybe so.
Cashing out everything else.
Yeah.
You think that's taking a lot of her attention, Brett?
Yeah.
Creatively.
She, on that show, I've only seen it a few times, but she seems like she adopts like a Western or a Southern twang to her voice.
Yeah,
like,
I think, yeah.
She seems to adopt accents depending on who she's sitting with or talking with.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I can't get a sense of her actual personality.
When she's talking to Luke Bryan, she has that twang. And then when she turns to Lionel Richie, it's more of a soft whisper.
She's soulful.
Hello.
She sings ballads. Yeah.
Hey, congrats to Katy Perry. And if anyone wants to give us $225 million for what?
Oh, yeah. 600, how many? 663 episodes? My God. Yeah. It's worth something.
Yeah, it's like 30 cents an episode or something like that. I'll work out the math.
30 cents, that equals $225 million.
That sounds right.
I mean, I'm not sure that's correct.
You got to admit it sounds right. It's like gaslighting. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we get into our music chart, and then we'll discuss some other music news.
All right. Sounds good.
We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGPT? Tunes.
Litmus.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You'd think, like, I'm going to get bought out by Capitol Records. I'm going to get bought out by
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, exactly.
I still don't totally understand this trend of them. I can't see the downside really when I read more into it, because it seems selling these whole catalogs. Like, I think Bob Dylan did it, and these.
Yeah.
You know, where you think,
because,
like,
you get,
how could you give that away? But then they still get fundamental rights, I think. I think you can't.
They do have yeses and no's to stuff. But I mean, when you do think about it, if you say you had 30, 40 years left on planet Earth, like, that's just a big payout. You get all the money.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing for them.
Do all that touring every year, or maybe they make them tour. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it is just like giving someone else the yes, no on using it for commercials and licensing and stuff.
Do people dog it, like, for her? I could see people dogging it for Bob Dylan, because everyone wants him to be like a precious artist and not a commercial guy. But for her, it seems like, it's not like she was like champion of indie music rights. She killed a nun, right?
Wait.
What's the telephone of that story? She was like in a court
Katy Perry
case.
Killed a nun?
She was in a court case about a convent.
I don't know this one.
Yeah, there's a woman who kind of like runs a commercial real estate thing. And there was a dispute over a property that was a convent between like Katy Perry owning it and whatever. And one of the nuns had a heart attack in court during the dispute.
Oh, yeah. This got buried quick.
Yeah. Katie had her people on it.
Are you saying that maybe as part of the $225 million, they get the nun? They get her carcass?
The nun two.
Yeah, I remember something like that. Now, her dad was like a traveling preacher, so she has strange connections to religion.
I didn't know that. Pop stars' dads are like uber religious. I guess I'm just thinking of Beyonce also. But
Yeah, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, maybe?
Maybe. So they live on a Christmas tree farm. So possibly.
Really?
Yeah, that was her one clunky Christmas song that she put out was like, I want to be on a Christmas tree farm. And it's like she did grow up on one. It's always been idyllic for her.
Okay.
And now she's rumored to be banging or dating or maybe in love with Travis Kelce from the Chiefs.
Really? That's right. Swift.
Is that the newest thing?
That's the newest thing.
Wow.
And people are saying maybe they're in love, but, you know, it doesn't always work out for her with love. Perhaps it's just body count. You know, she's just, maybe she'll move on to Andy Reid.
Wow. Afterwards. He's a bruiser.
Who, Kelce?
Yeah.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
He's got his mustache as a bruiser.
Guess where Andy Reid's from? Can you guys guess where Andy Reid is from? Star, I already might have made you guess.
Oh, I mean, like Canada or something? Like, I don't know.
Okay, good guess. Good guess.
He's got the walrus mustache, right?
Yes.
So I'd say like the North Antarctica or North Pole, maybe, where we see a lot of walruses.
Okay. Good guess. Good guess.
Thank you.
That's such a wild guess.
Are these both your official guesses?
Yeah, I'll say like more specifically like Quebec.
I'll say Pittsburgh.
Okay. Andy Reid, Super Bowl winning coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, is from Silver Lake, California.
Wow.
Oh, the hipster mustache. It all makes sense.
Yeah, he's an early adopter.
You know that Gelson's over there, Hyperion?
Yeah.
There's a high school back there, and that's where he grew up and went to high school.
Oh,
John Marshall.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Where,
pretty incredible. Where
a lot of TV shows are filmed also. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, you wouldn't think he's from over
never,
here.
Never, ever think that.
Right on. All right. Well, what chart do we have this week?
All right. Counting down the Spotify chart.
Okay.
Top five in the USA. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Olivia Rodrigo for a new album. Bad Idea, Right? She always she likes to throw in an F-bomb in those dropouts.
Yeah. She sounds like she's got her finger on the pulse of it. We heard that one before. It's a very Wet Leg inspired, the other parts
totally.
Of it. But it does have an immediacy.
Her songs are always fascinating to me because I really like them and I'm not digging on them really. Like, but they seem like this little grab bag of influences and I'm constantly hearing like, where is that bassline from? I've heard that before. The dun 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 dun. I'm like, what is that? There's so many moments in her songs where I'm like, that is straight up something else and I cannot place it.
Yes, I'm with you on that. She seems to have really cornered that because I like Demi Lovato, I've had that with her. I've had it with Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. But like you said, with Olivia Rodrigo, you're always, because she's only 19, 20. So her influences are kind of like from the last few years or producers that sampled something, you know.
I'm also getting, maybe it's just because it's the only music I know, which is a little hyperbolic, but I'm getting a little like early 2000s, like, there's like a
totally.
Pop punk vibe to it as well.
She's definitely like a late 90s, you know, pop rock kind of girl. Like I hear a lot of that 90s alternative.
Yeah, that's hip now. It's like Demi.
Go ahead. No,
please. Just Demi Lovato just put out a new album where it's her own old songs, but she reworked them into
it's all like new metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of Machine Gun Kelly kind of
punk. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds good, though.
Yeah, 2000s
rock. She on the cover of the album with like a really long, the guitarist goatee. From System of a Down goatee kind of vibe.
Pulling on her goatee on the cover.
Black pupil eye contacts.
Yeah, it's all like a little bit like appropriation of metal, I feel like. Like when pop stars do that kind of thing. But I kind of like what Demi Lovato is doing with it. She seems to be going like all in on it.
Yeah.
That Olivia Rodrigo song does make you want to like, you know, that thing in movies where someone's like jumping on their bed and just like doing this. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like headbanging. It does feel kind of like that vibe. Yep. I can see myself in high school doing that.
Montage time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad of an idea at her age, you know, to answer her question.
Well, you don't know who she's talking about.
You mean the bad idea, right?
That thing? Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying like, you know, at that age.
Yeah. Make your mistakes.
That becomes maybe a worse idea later.
Anytime you've gotten back with an ex back in those young days, it's like that moment happened before the hookup happened.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which moment? The bad idea moment?
Yeah, the moment like, it's bad. I'm not doing this. Ah, fuck it. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'll just go somewhere where we're just going to maybe be drunk and then make a bad decision. We'll see.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to take a baby step towards this bad decision.
I'm sure Andy Reid had a few of those at John Marshall High.
Oh, yeah.
He
could tie one.
All right. Coming in, number four.
Number four.
It's Olivia Rodrigo again with Vampire.
Wow, this, okay.
Scary.
I like this one.
Oh, yeah, F-bomb. She's not like Deion Sanders. Do you know he stopped cursing in 1986?
Really?
Yeah, he stopped using swear words in 1986.
That's so funny. Yeah. I'll never forget a core memory of mine. I was going to a Niners game in the late 80s with my dad, and Deion Sanders was like the kind of like the hot new thing, or that's what it felt like. He's the fastest guy in the league. He's incredible. Oh, shit. Like, are the Niners going to win? Because this is like prime Niners, too. But I'll never forget him running back like a kickoff or a punt or something, like all the way. And then in the end zone, it was also prime MC Hammer era. And he and MC Hammer both danced in the end zone.
No, he started like, dancing.
Yeah, in Candlestick Park. And everyone just feeling like, oh, man, we just got clowned.
You can't touch prime time.
Yeah. Watching his speed in person, though, was amazing. Like, yeah. Never seen anyone faster.
Was he a bi? Or did he play two sports, or am I making that up? Did he do baseball?
No, yeah, he played two sports.
Yeah, he played two.
I mean, he had much more time to play both sports if he's not cussing.
There you go. Yeah, it takes up a lot of time.
Maybe that's why he gave it up.
Yeah. When we say like motherfucking this, he just has to say mother this. He just gets it over with faster.
I heard them in that game. It did make me laugh, and now I'm making the connection. The announcers like said that he had something he had said where he's like, "You want the mess? You like mess around and find out, or like fuck around and find out." And I was like, "What a weird way to censor it." Now I know why.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny because he always had a controversial personality. Like he was thought of as this arrogant cocky.
Yeah,
guy.
He thought of us too flashy. Even they right. just did a 60 minutes with him last week, or I think it was last week, and the guy was pushing back like so hard. But if you do see a lot of what goes on with him and the kids, I mean, he's just people have the highest regard for him within football. They say the reason he gets to yeah. do all that is because he's so good at football.
It's fun too that it feels like he made it. He like wrestling or whatever. He's doing like he's cutting promos before the games and like
right.
yeah. that game last weekend was huge. The mm-hmm. like bunch of celebs there. Like I was watching and I don't watch college football at all. It's smart.
Same with me. I was like, this is the first time ever I've been interested in college football. And the Pac-12's better than it's ever been, and they're breaking it totally. Up
I
next
know.
Year.
It's crazy. Too bad.
But
all right. Yeah. Coming in number three.
Number three.
This is Zach Bryan and Casey Musgraves. I Remember Everything.
Your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down basement couch? I'd sing you my love songs and you'd tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, closing time.
I thought the Casey was coming in right
there. Yeah. She's really holding out.
Strange words come on out of a
I wish I remembered everything. Yeah, sometimes serious. I think, like, the older you get, I feel like, oh, memory, like, intelligence just is memory. Like, if you can just remember everything you've been taught, you're smart, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel very intelligent. I don't have good memory at all. I've, like, every story I retell, it's, like, half the memory because it's, like, I think this guy who's involved or... I barely remember Andy Reid's the guy with the mustache.
I mean, even when like people tell us stuff that happened on the podcast, I'm like, what? When did that? Yeah. Good thing it was on tape.
But I could do like the entire lyrics to the first five songs of Third Eye Blind's first self-titled album. Like, that's what's taking up that space in my brain.
Well, do you know they just sold their entire catalog for $2 million?
You must be stoked they're just super back, right?
Third Eye Blind?
Like, yeah. Oh, no. You said Third Eye Blind. I thought
was thinking of? Blink 182. They are super
How bad
back.
My memory is. I don't remember what you said 2 seconds ago.
It's not a number band. It's okay.
Yeah, there's so many number bands back then. What was
Hey, what's
that?
The deal? Blink 182 is coming back?
They got a new album coming out. I think they said October, or maybe I made that up. But yeah, they played at SoFi Stadium a few months ago.
Yeah. And a bunch of people that went.
I was thinking of going, and tickets were like $300. And when I liked Blink 182. It was my first concert, actually, ever, was Blink 182 when I was in eighth grade. But I was thinking about it. I was like, I think I only know like 10 Blink 182 songs, weirdly, which is enough.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know a lot of their albums.
Well, the one with the oboe is the one I like.
The oboe?
The kid's gonna... You know, they brought in the oboe for the one tune.
Miss You, Miss You. Is that the one?
You know.
Okay. The cello, you mean?
Don't take your time with me. Yeah. I don't. Right, that one.
Miss You, Miss You.
Was it a cello or an oboe?
You know, they brought in some, you know, chamber.
One of those low things. Yeah.
I don't know, but like that song is very different from all their other songs, right?
Yeah,
it's a little bit more dramatic.
It's got the glockenspiels in it. It's like their other songs just don't do that stuff.
You like worldly Blink 182.
Yeah, they get the bells. Yeah,
a little bit more mature. I like that.
Yeah.
The Third Eye Blind guy went to my high school.
Stephen Jenkins.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, before my time, but he went there.
Maybe you could hit him up and ask him about the thing where there's two touring versions of the band and see if he'll reunite with everybody.
Is that true? It's like Creedence?
There's Third Eye Blind and 3EB. And one is like the rest of the band without him, and one is him with a different band.
What used to people? Well, that's insane. Yeah. Who's going to 3EB?
Which is the one with just him?
I think Third Eye Blind, but I
got he's got the rights
for sure. Yeah.
So it is that's like crazy. Credence. It's like Third Eye Revisited.
Is that like what Credence, they? Oh, that's what they ended up doing.
They do Credence Clearwater Revisited was like the band without John Fogerty, and then John Fogerty was just John Fogerty, but it was just kind of a sham. If you saw Revisited, you're just like, "What are you doing?
What is this?"
Yeah,
I'm listening to this podcast 500 songs, like the history of rock music in 500 songs. Have you heard of this?
Is that the Spotify one?
I get it on Spotify. I don't know if it's Spotify specific.
They have a similar thing.
It's
to
like
that,
a British guy, and he goes into like great detail. He just goes through songs and goes in great detail of like how the band was formed, the release of the song, its influences, and whatever. But the big thing I'm learning, which is maybe obvious to you guys, is just like how important songwriting credit is. How like if you don't have a credit on the song, if you're in like Creedence Clearwater and one of the guys is like, "I'm fucking off," you don't make any money if you don't have writing credit on those songs. So you have to keep touring.
Yeah, in the Van Halen Rising book, Eddie at one point regretted because they just like made a real informal agreement in the beginning, like, "Let's just split it all amongst us."
Yeah.
But then Eddie wrote, you know, all the music basically.
Yeah. That's happened a lot. Like I've read a lot about a lot of bands where, there's just one or two members who didn't even think at the time that that would matter. So they just go along with whatever. And then the one guy just takes off. Like in 30 years, he's got like so much money and the rest are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's a tough thing as a band to go through those like conversations, especially.
It is. Maybe that's another one of the reasons there's so few bands now. I mean, used to be. Everybody's a solo artist, a rapper, a singer. But
I bet that is
bands,
so
but there's very much less than there used to be.
I bet that is so much more correct than we even think, you know, because every single member you're talking about splits and complications and points. And it's like, I've been part of projects too, where you can tell where one guy's thinking about all that, where you want to be collaborative and keep going. And then you can tell that they're kind of like, well, if I do that, even though that's a good idea, then down the line, I'm going to have to give credit.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to pay you for that.
It sucks. It's like a damper on things sometimes.
Terrible. Yeah. I think just with all the home recording, people can like put songs on the internet without a band. And then they wind up just continuing along that route, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Even Mumford is just Marcus Mumford now. The sons, he left his sons, or somebody left somebody
the
there.
Sons out.
It was a riff.
His sons don't get health care anymore. They turn 26.
Yeah, they turn 26. You're on your own, guys.
They're a competing. They're a competing business now.
Go get some money from your Mumford.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two,
Doja Cat with "Paint the Town Red."
Say I got drive, I don't need a car. Money really all that we fiending for. I'm doing things they ain't seen before. Bands ain't dumb, but extreme is all. I'm a demon lord. Fall off what? I ain't seen the horse. Called your bluff, better cite the source. Fame ain't something that I need no more. Cause bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red.
Did you guys happen to see any of the MTV Music Awards?
No,
I missed it.
I actually did watch a bunch of it. It was crazy to just even be watching MTV again. And it felt like it was well done to a point. Like T-Swift was there. Nicki Minaj was like,
how did
hosting
they get everybody
and also
back
performing.
And make it a big thing again?
Yeah, I don't know. It was confusing to me. I was like, who is watching MTV still? All they play is like Catfish. Over and over.
It's got to be one of those media rights companies like Litmus. They bought the MTV brand and they're going to relaunch. It. Yeah.
I mean, those were such a formative, the early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s ones were like very formative for me. I have a very strong memory. I rewatched one of them recently. Oh, it was the movie awards. But anywho, those Britney Spears performances, I mean.
Oh, yeah. With the snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything, the skin suit.
I was at, I got to go to one of each. I got to go to a music awards
really?
And a movie awards. Yeah.
Do you remember what year?
How was it?
Yeah, it was like 98, 97.
Wow, that's
way
awesome.
Back in the day.
It wasn't Howard Stern's year, was it? Where he dropped down as Fart Man.
It was the podium down.
No, it was the it was Biggie's Dead, you know.
Oh, wow.
You. Yeah, it was Fiona Apple.
That's funny. Yeah.
Is it where their moms
Marilyn Manson threw the bottle in the crowd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I met, that's the night I met the Sklar brothers and Zach. They were like,
no way.
Yeah, because we all had our MTV shows coming out. And so we sat down in the row and I looked over and there's Randy and Jason and Zach, and they were wearing like 70s tuxedos with bow ties. It was just like something they decided to do to be funny.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, oh, yeah, those guys got a show too. Oh, yeah, okay.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They did at this MTV Awards, they did do like a lifetime achievement kind of thing for P. Diddy. And it was funny because I mean, I was just thinking back so much to that era we're talking about.
Yeah, where everyone just would go, he's a thief. He stole that too. He stole that too. Now it's a retrospective.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The thing that made me laugh too was, I guess it's on brand, like what we're talking about, where like everyone's seems like they're hustling more these days or something. Probably don't want to split up profits. Everyone who came onto the mic promoted their new album coming out, which is a thing I've never seen before. Like P. Diddy, like accepting his award and everything, goes like, you know, I'm a hustler. I got to promote. I got a new album dropping tomorrow. Like everybody get it, you know? And then like a bunch of different artists, when they are accepting, they're saying, I got a new album coming out.
That must be like,
it's so crazy.
Cause like that MTV Awards used to be a yearly thing and they used to play videos on MTV. So they would give them an award. This sounds like a fabricated thing for promotion. These artists have albums coming out. It's a good thing to do around this time of year.
It used to be like the whole point of it being an award show was like, yeah, you have a new album. That's why you're here. You don't have to actually spell out that you have a new album.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's almost like an infomercial. It feels like it's an infomercial.
Yeah. And then NSYNC came out, you know, like older NSYNC and T-Swift was like freaking out on the side of the stage, like fangirling. It was a strange affair.
She could add 5 to her body count right there.
Maybe 4.
Maybe 4. Oh, yeah. We won't count that one.
What was I going to say about? How much money do those guys have? Like, do they make? Because they didn't write any of their songs, right? Oh, like, how does that work?
I don't know. But, New Kids is making big money just because they're still a huge live act. So maybe NSYNC isn't making the money unless they get Timberlake.
Yeah, they have to work for their money, I think. You know, they can't just sit back and collect songwriting.
Yeah, royalties. But with those boy bands, I wonder, those writing credits might just not be any of them, you know, on some of them.
All right, coming in number one.
Number one.
Drake and SZA with Slime You Out. Whoa, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you girls. I feel like y'all don't need love. You need somebody who could micromanage you, you know what I'm saying? Tell you right from wrong, who's smart from who's a fool, which utensil to use for which food. Like,
what? Jeez,
what?
Schedule the utensil, though. I can't really.
It's like a pimp.
Yeah.
But even worse.
You bitches really get carried away. Making mistakes, then you beg me to stay. Got me wigging on you like American tape. You got my mind in a terrible place. Whipped and changed you like American slave. Act like you
it's in like waltz time.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
How would I even compare?
It's a Drake waltz.
Next time I swear on my grandmother's grave, I'm slamming you for them kid choices you made. Sliming you out.
Oh, wow. God.
I know.
Yeah, really.
He's like, He manages to just know weird, like almost clickbait lyrics now. It's like it just gets you listening, but you don't necessarily like it.
Yeah, that you feels, bitches.
It feels like it's out of the journal of like a 16-year-old boy who never asked a girl out, but like sees them dating all the football players.
Yeah. Or he watches The Bachelor a lot, so it just sounds like a guy's in a house with a whole bunch of like, you bitches, you need this, you need that.
Slime you out sounds like ChatGPT came up with a new phrase for
him.
Oh yeah, make that happen. Slime you out.
Nickelodeon is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of AI, have you seen that Coke is coming out with an AI flavor?
Whoa.
Like they used AI to come up with a new flavor.
Whoa. That's big. Maybe the robots will cook for us better than the chefs do now.
I know. We will see.
That's, I mean, it took them to look how long it took them to make Umami Burger, like the fifth seasoning or whatever that was.
Yeah.
What if AI just starts whipping them off? There's just all
new flavors.
The ninth sense.
That's all it would take for everyone to sign over every bit of their freedom. Like, no, the AI is cooking good shit.
New burger flavor. Yeah.
Oh, this candy is so good.
This is, I can't make light of this. This is putting so many soda flavor creators, some of the great artists of this world, the people responsible for the Coca-Cola freestyle machine at my local AMC.
Yeah, oh God.
I mean, it's an art form, though.
Never take that away.
Well, I got terrible news for you then. This is true, too. McDonald's, among others, phasing those out. Those are going to be gone.
The freestyles?
The soda machine.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They want more control. They want you just to show up, pick up your order. They want a robot to be able to just bring you your order. They don't want all that mess.
The freestyles, it's got to be one of the best inventions in the last, like, 20 years.
It's an all-timer for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rare when something comes out where you go, this is better than it used to be.
Yeah.
I would always feel pressure like, I can't just put two sodas in there. I got to put 17 different sodas in there.
A little lime. That can't be that crazy with raspberry and maybe some cream soda.
Yeah.
Oh, cream soda's good. I saw in France they have baguette machines.
I saw baguette. That too.
Really?
You just go in and it pops a baguette out for you.
Good news for that guy and Michael Clayton. You've seen that meme?
No.
There's a scene where, you know, the guy's kind of losing his mind in Michael Clayton. Have you seen that movie?
I saw it way back ago.
And there's a scene where Michael Clayton runs into him in an alley and he's got like 20 baguettes in a bag.
I'll show you the picture right now. So many baguettes.
Oh, Jesus. That guy was going crazy. Yeah. What the hell was he doing with those? Was that the end of the chart?
That's the end of the chart.
Oh, well, that was amazing. And we will be right back with the movie chart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Dan Lippert,
and
Brad Morris,
and this is the movie chart.
All right, get ready.
Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are freaking giant. Movies.
There it is. Hey, people are going back to the movies and filling the theaters. And let's see what they're going to see.
All right. So coming in at number five.
Number five.
Barbie.
You can get this on Amazon now. It's you can rent it.
Yeah.
Are on the ground.
Wow, this is a new trailer for me. You
have to yeah, it is.
To the real world. You can go back to your regular life, or you can know the truth about the universe. The choice is now yours.
The first one. The Birkenstocks.
You have to want to know, okay? Do it again.
This is a funnier trailer than the last one.
It is. It has more moments in it. It sure looks good. Maybe I'll rent it on Amazon or something like that.
Katy Perry at one point was supposed to play Barbie. Has that come up already on here?
Oh, really?
Really?
I like think back so, in yeah. the day?
I think
or for this one?
The whole look
for
of
this
it.
One. Yeah, I think maybe for this one.
Wow. The movie looks like a Katy Perry music
video. It does,
video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has that same look as California Girls. All that stuff.
Roar, wow. Fry Roar Work.
Fry Roar Work.
I loved Barbie. I'm not shaking out on a limb here, but what a good movie.
I still want to see it. That trailer made me want to see it even more.
Motivated. Yeah, when I get around to seeing it, I know it's going to pay off like Top Gun Maverick. Took me about a year to get to that one. And then yeah. I was like, whoa. Like, I'm the fourth wave that keeps that movie going. Like, I'm the latecomer.
It took me a while, too. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Oh, and let me know if you have any chart transplants this week.
Oh, I do.
Just throwing that out there. But let me know when you want to drop it.
Oh, okay.
Coming in at number four, my nope. big fat Greek.
Oh, thing. I'll drop it right now.
Okay, boom.
Boom. Chart transplant.
Okay. You want to set this up?
Yeah. So Monday Night Football has a new theme song that they've Whoa. Unleashed.
Whoa.
And I mean, really, I don't have to say much. It's pretty short. I'll let you guys take it in and maybe you'll notice the same discrepancies that I did.
Oh, discrepancies. All right. Opening it up. Featuring Stapleton, Snoop Dogg, and Cindy Blackman. And Santana. What? What?
How did you like Snoop's what? Part? Did you like
Yeah. Or Santana.
Yeah, it sounded like they were just playing the Genesis version.
Right.
So they didn't need her. They had the Lenny Kravitz, you know, female drummer back there.
Right. And by the way, Cindy Blackman, that's her name. I just learned very recently that she is married to Santana.
Oh, wow. That's why she had the Santana on the back.
Yeah, so
wow.
she and Carlos Santana are together, so it's a...
Wow. Someone should look into that. Sounds like a Bill Wyman type deal. maybe she's a bit younger than Santana. Yeah, it's funny. If you see it on the video, they say it's Chris Stapleton, Snoop Dogg, and her. And then all Snoop does is just stand there with his arms out.
Stand there. Yeah. I cannot believe... So it's not that song every time?
No, it will be that. That will be their alt theme, I guess.
Just doing Phil Collins. Just an old Phil Collins. It's not an original song.
Yeah, because the other one is... You know, waiting all day for a Monday night. It's
yeah.
I can't. What is it? The Joan Jett song.
I hate myself for loving you. Yeah.
That's crazy. Also, you haven't been waiting all your life. You've been waiting a week.
Exactly.
That's the discrepancy.
Yeah. She said it too.
Waiting all day for Monday night.
It's funny to just see like like a commercial casting session for like, well, we just need somebody from every style of music's name on here.
Right.
So that we like check every box.
Yep. That we don't even need him to sing. They just need to appear.
I'm not even like a big fan of his, but I almost feel disappointed in Chris Stapleton for that. Like it feels like a level of selling out that makes me uncomfortable hearing him use his voice to just cover that song.
Well, he'll
for
write
Monday Night Football.
He'll write 10 songs about how he was conflicted about doing that.
Right.
That Cowboy on a White Horse song that he's got now is probably his best one, though. I don't know if you hear it a lot, but it's kind of out there a lot.
He's undeniably talented. His voice is insane. All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Equalizer 3.
Boom!
What happens here happens in many towns.
The mafia. They're like cancer. No cure.
That should be your new theme song. The mafia is just like cancer.
Mafia, just like cancer. What?
No cure.
Law enforcement's not the answer.
Nice.
The poor equalizer, he finally tries to take a vacation from equalizing. He goes to Italy, and then they're like, we need you to equalize the mafia here. And he's like, all right.
Here.
I thought I was done, but okay. I wonder if this one, because they say this is the last one, at least with Denzel. I wonder, dies?
Oh.
Are they going to do other equalizers without him?
I don't know. I mean, you feel like a franchise once it's on three. It's like you never know after that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know that others could equalize. I think they could make it almost equal or, you know, give or take.
Yeah. The about, what are the like kind of squiggly about lines instead of equal?
Yeah. What does that even mean, those things?
Yeah. Approximately.
Approximately. Sort the approximator.
Yeah. Yeah. So it should be on the cover of the Constitution. You were sort of equal, sort of, kind of.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
A Haunting in Venice.
Oh.
Hercule Poirot, I've found something.
Poirot, speaking of mustaches.
Is this where the equalizer was? Where was he?
I'll up to something, my friend.
It seemed more like Godfather-y Italy, like maybe a smaller town.
Okay. Yeah, but this is a French detective in Venice.
Spot the con, I can't.
Detective, you are here.
He's got the silver lake mustache.
To the dead.
All I have to
hear. I'll tell you, that's a cool look to it, right?
Yeah.
It does look good.
Listening. I love a whodunit in general.
Yeah.
I wish they made more of them.
I don't ever follow them. I'm always lost very quickly.
I want more movies that are made like almost like a video game. Like I like a whodunit where all the clues are there, where you could have figured it out.
Right. Those are the best ones. If you rewatch it, it's like, oh, they were telling me, instead of just like, oh, I would have never known this.
Yeah. Like I do watch Only Murders in the Building, which is kind of that, but I don't get the sense that they have that in there. That like I could have truly put it together.
I think the whole thing with that show is just like every episode is just to set up one option, and then
they're just giving you new information as it comes.
What do we think about Tina Fey trying the accent? It sounded believable enough in the trailer.
Yeah.
In this movie?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I didn't notice that was her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Must have done a good job.
That's the greatest compliment of all.
She stepped it up for sure. Well, I look to see how they turn that, how that one turns out.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Nun 2. Revenge on Katy Perry.
Whoa. This take place in Santa Barbara. Oh.
What's she doing? She's standing in her.
This is when we need the Drake song to come on. You bitches, you see your girl. You want to see ghosts?
Stripped of power.
It wants that power back. Oh, this is from the universe of The Conjuring.
Yes.
Well, so
I'm not quite sure what that means.
Same world, but this is the time of year to see this stuff. You know, Halloween's coming. This is the time of year where, at least for me, if I'm going to watch a horror movie, it's going to be this time of year.
Will you watch it alone? Would you ever watch horror movies alone at night, or do you have to be with people? Do you have to?
If I think I'm going to be really scared, I go daytime. Yeah. But if it's just like a goof, then I'll go at night.
I think the nun might have to be at night with somebody or daytime alone.
It looks pretty scary.
The theaters. Yeah.
They're not goofing around, these ones.
That's the title of the movie.
Goofing around, these nuts. These
nuts. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I got a lot of horror to catch up on. There's always something I didn't see yet. But this
Have
one.
Have you seen the X universe, X and Pearl? Those two with Mia Goth?
No, are those crazy good?
I didn't love X, but Pearl was one of my favorite movies of last year.
Oh, I heard that was excellent.
Yeah.
And I liked X, but
were these
it was
on our charts?
X.
Did these get to the top five?
I think X might have. I don't remember. Write into us. whocharted@gmail.com.
Tweet at us.
Let us know what we forgot from this year.
Let us know what we forgot. It's like, I think because horror is like the only low budget movies that still get made and released, it's like the only place where there's like more like fun choices and experimentation.
That's true, isn't
like,
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like in a way that comedy doesn't really do anymore that I've seen.
It's funny. They let them push the envelope.
Yeah.
I feel like there was years there, maybe even like decades, where horror felt like almost a forgotten genre, or
yeah,
it feels like it's really come back in the last like 5-10
Blumhouse
years.
A lot of people have done it well.
That kind of like 2000s era, I felt like was a low point for horror. It could be wrong.
Yeah, when they did Halloween H2O.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the Dracula movie where vitamin C is top.
Oh, Dracula 2000.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like, maybe it's like music too, where I thought that era was bad for a lot of music, but then like it turns out, oh, that's just the mainstream shit. And then I'm still discovering all this stuff that came out from then that was like totally genius.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like good horror from early it felt like that's where technology was really weird. So a lot of like people were trying new things and practical stuff went away. So like a lot of what makes horror fun wasn't happening, but maybe I'm just talking out of my ass.
I saw Eden Lake recently, which was like 2008, I guess. I don't know if that counts, but that was really fucked up. That's just the movie that leaves you feeling bad. Just like it's just one of those, just brutal that horrors that don't, you know, give you any mercy at all. And not from like a jump scare standpoint of just like fearing humanity.
Yeah.
Like a decapitated cattle album. What's that? What's that thrash band? Decapitated cows or something?
Oh yeah. Is it decapitated? Cattle decapitation.
Yeah, cattle decapitation. It's relentless, dude. Never gives you a break.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And Tomb Mold just came out with a new album that's amazing. Tomb Mold. I love that title, that name. Just the mold on a tomb.
Tomb Mold.
So dark. Yeah, and then Brujeria. Do you remember them? Brujeria. They're like a Mexican death metal band from the 90s, and I just remember still in the days where it was just all mystique and rumors, and you could never actually Google and find out real information about a band.
Man, it's scary.
And I just remember all the rumors were like, oh, these are real murderers. Like, they actually murder someone on their albums.
But they're taking a break now.
So dangerous.
Entertain us.
Yeah, they just do. That's the song after all.
But
the
someone rumors. Is dying somewhere in the room.
Yeah, it's real, dude.
Yeah. Right on. That's the movie chart.
Whoa, that's the movie chart. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys this: while we're still in September, quintessential September movie. Quintessential September movie.
September is one of the hardest months to think of a quintessential.
Yeah, that's how I do it. Because like October, you just say horror, but then September. But I do
United
have a good
93.
Well, okay. Why that? Oh yeah, that took place September 11th.
I guess
that's,
I don't know.
That's indicative. Well, the one that I came up with was what the hell is
it? An unfair question.
No, I wrote it down. No, it's Greece.
Oh, okay.
The summer's over. They're coming back to school. That to me is September, or like back to school.
Back to school. Oh, yeah. I just said it at the same time. Back to school. Dangerfield.
So there
back
you go.
To
and then
Greece and United 93 are the quintessential September movies.
I think we did a good job right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of another.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, that was the movies, and we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I just saw a clip of Dangerfield doing, I think it was Letterman, around that time Back to School came out. And it was just so funny. And I was just picturing like, wow, if he was just around today, like, would he be on podcasts and just
totally
one of these characters that I work with every once in a while?
Yeah. It'd be interesting because he wouldn't, I mean, he wouldn't really talk about himself. So he would just go on pods and just kind of run through jokes, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting to watch it too with like today's eyes and just like be able to analyze it a little bit more. Like, oh, this is a comedian, like you finding a way to do his jokes.
Right, fitting them into the talk
fitting
show.
Fitting them in, because it was so obvious he was fitting so many in.
Yeah.
But he was also so out of his mind, like coked out or something. Mm-hmm. And then you could pick up where Letterman kept hinting at that. It's just stuff I would have picked up on, you know, when I was younger. But it's like, he was clearly making jokes like, oh, I think you're feeling better than I am right now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you could see Rodney Dangerfield just like squirming around and being like, oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, kid. Yeah. Don't give away the game, kid.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, do you know H. Michael Kroner?
Yeah. Where did I just see that? H. Michael Kroner. I saw that somewhere.
He was on that Andy Daly Show review. I don't know if you watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love that
but
show.
I'm sure he's been in more that I just don't follow, but yeah. We had an H. Michael and a J. Michael in my college theater program.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I just say it to be stupid. My name's Howard Michael Kramer. But yeah, H. Michael Kroeder. There's already a Howard Kramer, K-R-E, out
there. Yeah, that's, yeah, he was around UCB when I was starting.
Yeah, he came to UCB one night, and I thought he was just an audience guy. And he goes, I got the same name as you. And I go, oh, that's crazy. Where are you from? He goes, St. Louis. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I just, I actually had checks sent to my house. He was writing, he got a writing job on something. And the Writers Guild the checks to my house.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, I got your checks. Like, what, you know, let me send them to you.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
Union strong. All right, let's get into it.
The hot picks.
Boom.
The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick, and let's see who did not.
Okay.
The hot picks.
Sure.
The hot picks.
They're hot.
These are the hot picks. Let's find out if we did better than Spotify. It's likely that we did.
All right, coming in number five.
Number five.
This is my first pick. This is Queens of the Stone Age, What the Peephole Say. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
So good.
Signature now, sound.
Yeah. Just in case I'm being I'm part of like an extended prank bit, I want to just acknowledge that I think they were your hot one the last time I was on, Brett.
Wow. Probably.
So in my mind, maybe you've been picking them every week and you're just waiting for a guest to say something.
I've forgotten every week and Howard's forgotten.
No, Dan's just finally released me from my mental prison where I go,
yeah, he does it every week.
I'll tell you what happened is I believe I did a hot pick of their single when, you know, ahead of this
right.
album. And I actually just finally got around to listening to the album itself, and it's great.
Right. It's really got to be one of the most solid hard rock releases of the year.
Totally. I saw that Bill Burr sat down for an interview, had Josh Homme on his show.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr was talking about how big of a fan he was, and I thought that was cool. But it was a little... it's a little tough sometimes to watch like a guy I so look up to like Josh Homme and then another guy I look up to like Bill Burr on the comedy side where you just like I felt like Josh Homme was trying to be
funny
too much.
Yeah.
Whereas like I've seen that a lot with sometimes like musicians stuff where you're like, hey man, just cool it down a little bit. I know you're probably the funny one in the band, but it just comes off weird with someone like Bill Burr, you know,
right.
Like,
yeah, because he's
not going to outgun him.
Yeah.
Yeah. One version of Don't Meet Your Heroes is like, don't meet your heroes because they might be an asshole. But the other is like, don't meet your heroes because you might see them try to be funny around other comedians and be like, oh, no, I'm like,
exactly.
It's ruined. It's ruined.
It's such a fine line because like, there's no reason you shouldn't try to. If you're a funny person, there's no reason you should not be funny, but it's like there is that line with comedians, especially.
It's like Post Malone on Joe Rogan Experience. They do like a 4-hour session, and you're just like, there's no way. Like you want a little taste of Post Malone, you know? You don't want to see him like extended riffs for 4 hours.
There's no way is the perfect review of that episode.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way.
It's my reaction just seeing that it exists. Right. No way I'm listening to that. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Howard's first pick. This is Faye Ann Lyons with Stage Is Your Name.
Maybe cut in like 30 seconds. But you'll see what's going on. You'll see what's going on here. No, you'll see once it starts.
You said halfway in?
Yeah, but like 30 seconds in.
30 seconds, yeah.
What's crazy. Okay, so when you arrive at an island for one of these vacations, they immediately try to put you in a good mood and get you wasted.
Yeah.
And this is one of those songs. And then so the song is called Stage Is Your Name. And then this breakdown comes in where she's just going, what's your name? Stage. Like they're just trying to get you wasted so you go up and twerk or whatever.
Yeah.
Stage Is Your Name. What's your name? Stage.
The album is called Stranger Things Rhythm.
Yeah.
Rhythm. Stranger Things Rhythm. They're just, but it's like blatantly the Stranger Things logo.
Right.
At first, I was like, you just assume like, oh, this is on the soundtrack. It's like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's just they named their album Stranger Things Rhythm. That was the most like exalted I felt. Oh, like listening to a Soka song. Like they... I've heard a few of them from your hot picks, and they rarely go on that kind of like bigger than life.
Full escalation.
Escalation. Yeah. Like it sounded like a Sting song all of a sudden or something.
I was ready to take on the world. I love that. That was so Sting.
That was so Sting. I'll never not be mad at Sting for that solo career.
Just that little thing.
Well, every little thing, really.
Venture he's been on. Yeah, there you go.
Everything after the police.
God, he slowed down so much.
Yikes.
What was this? I saw on a podcast recently where I was reminded of a song I 100% forgot. Speaking of forgetting, but it was Sting with Rod Stewart and with Bryan Adams in the mid 90s. For Love.
Yeah, the movie theme song track.
Yeah, from Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
It's just 100% forgot about that in my life. But like, what a weird trio that they formed at one point. Where it's like all three guys with the raspy high voice.
Right.
All together. Somebody just went like, put them all together. See what happens.
Yeah, somebody was like.
The three tenors, the three raspies.
Yeah, exactly.
The three raspies. It feels like if you needed to get every mom into a stadium for some reason, that's why you would put those three guys together.
Yeah. Yep. And it's so weird because all three of them had a kick-ass early career, I feel like. Or I don't know about Bryan Adams as much, but...
He was pretty good in the very first
He's pretty good. Like,
it's like a knife.
Summer of 69. Like, if you got all three of them together early on, that could have been a good plan.
Give Sting more people to fight with.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Dan's pick. This is Sufjan. How do you say his name? Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan.
Sufjan is how I usually hear it.
Oh, okay. Sufjan.
All right. With Will Anybody Ever Love Me?
Tie me to a tiny wooden bell. Burn my body. Point me to the undertow. Push me off into the void at last. Watch me drift and watch me struggle. Let me go.
Nope.
No.
Sorry, no, sir.
Sorry, yeah. Sir. You come in this world alone, you die alone.
Yeah. Asking a little too much.
I like it. It's emotive. Certainly, it definitely touched me. I was reluctant to let it touch me, but it did.
He's definitely in his Call Me By Your Name era. Like, all his songs sound like the songs from that soundtrack, but they're nice.
Okay.
Have you ever seen him? Like, looked like a picture of him?
No.
You would be normal. Shocked what he looks like. He dresses like...
pull up.
You would think he was in Blink-182.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's just all like
San Diego bro.
No way.
There's just so...
Let's get some tacos, dude.
Yeah. Chronic tacos.
Chronic.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. He looks
like every once in a while, like that one of him with the yellow like trucker hat. It's like, is this a Jack Johnson
what?
Concert?
Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. Oh, wow. With the wings and stuff.
He's one of those names that it's like I hear so much over the years or read and it's like on people's lists and stuff. But I'm like, why have I never even seen a picture of him?
That's why.
Even know how to say his name exactly.
He's a cosplay guy.
Or I'm
he
just
wears
sort of,
wacky stuff.
I've always been confused. Like, when was the period where he was everywhere and so many people? I was supposed to get.
I think like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a. It was like 10 years ago.
But it was just like not. His songs didn't play in my life somehow. I never
would hear him either unless I just checked out the new album. But he's out of Chicago, right?
Yeah, I think so. That Come On Feel the Illinois record is a pretty good like intro to him. It's a good, if you ever are curious.
Okay.
Right on. Good pick.
Good pick. All right, this is this is number two.
Well, this
is my pick.
Oh, it's your, okay.
Yeah. this is Wilt with The Riff. Dan, I think you'll like this one.
You're right.
Almost getting into donkey territory.
Yeah, heard that.
Yeah.
It's like,
there you go.
I like it. I didn't know the lady was going to come in there and sing.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I like when they mix that up, like baby metal. I like when the metal's got a female vocal to it.
Mm.
Totally.
I feel a little honored that you knew my taste well enough to know that I would like that.
Are you into riffage? What is the taste there?
I don't know what I like exactly, but there's like a vibe.
I was right though,
where
right?
It's like even just like coming in with like a little guitar and then the whole band coming in after that, like that that'll always work for me. And then I don't know what style of music I would even call that, but it is what I like.
Yeah,
riffcraft.
I don't know. I like understanding people's music tastes or like, you know, you just think about it. Like it has a Dan Lippert sound to it. Hey. I think if you like, you know, you mentioned Blink-182, you mentioned, Third Eye Blind, you like pop punk kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, I feel like pop punk with taste, some of the depth there.
Hey, that's nice.
Some good songwriting.
All right, coming in at number one, I'm very curious about this one.
Well, this one, I mean, these girls, I don't know if they're listeners or not, but they had written a song dedicated to all the tech problems on Who Charted.
Oh my God. Okay. It is also by The Beaches. So this is by The Beaches. Did you pay them for this?
I mean, they must listen because to have a summer and then their take on these technical diffs, like, all right, it's pretty incredible.
Their take is Blame Brett. That's what it's called, Blame Brett. That's the entirety of the take.
I gotta admit, I like this. I like the title better than the song.
Yeah,
but of course, no. That is not about the Hoochie.
I'm really waiting for them to call me out. It's like
they're speaking in code. They're speaking in code.
Yeah, you gotta read between the lines, bro.
Yeah, you told them to get here that scarlet.
Here it is.
There he told me to buy this Focusrite. He told me to buy this Scarlett. He gave this laptop. No, that's a great one. Don't let any, don't let the better half know about that song. You know, you don't want them to have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
If I was dating a girl and there's a song, Blame Howard, I know.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so anthemic, too. Where it's like, that's going to be in their head forever.
Yeah, it's got like, what's it called? Scotty Doesn't Know. It's got vibes of that vibe.
But there they are. They got a new album. The album's pretty solid.
They're pretty heavy in the rotation on a Sirius XM channel 34 or 35, whichever that one is.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, indie rock channel. I've heard that a couple times.
Right on.
The Blame Brett channel.
Yeah, the Blame Brett channel.
The Blame Brett.
At Sirius. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's like 3 hours of just Howard still living and in Howard their Stern head. Going back and forth talking shit on you.
Yeah.
My old bosses are still living in their head rent free. They just start a whole Sirius XM channel.
We have Besser. Besser's our guest next week. That was a lot of fun. Not just
picks.
Good picks. I want to thank Dan for coming in.
Thank you.
Everybody, check out Big Grande and check out Man Dog. But you know what I was going to tell people to do in October is to Google your name and just to see what movies you might be in.
But don't support any of the services that those movies are on yet.
Yeah, don't do anything crazy.
Put a pin in it.
Brett, what can we blame you for podcast-wise?
Sure. Go to cbbworld.com. Go to improvforhumans.com. We just launched a new platform there. That's a lot of fun. If you want to learn more about improv, get into breaking down old episodes. Besser has a whole attic full of VHS tapes that he's digitizing and putting up there of just like old 90s alt comedy things that no one's seen before.
Oh, that's awesome. Where's he putting them up?
improvforhumans.com.
Awesome.
That'll be coming up there. But for listeners of this show, if you haven't signed up yet, go to whochartedpod.com. That's where you can keep this show going through your support, and you get all 600-something, $225 million worth of podcasts.
There you go. The shit that we're going to sell to Litmus, you can get it before they bury it. So
seriously.
Yeah.
For what, $40?
Yeah.
$70? You can get the entire thing.
Yeah.
Jump and on two charted every week.
Absolutely. I think it's quality and all the preem streams and everything back there. So check that out. Also, check out Drop Date Duel. Check out Kiss My Griffs. I mean, Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. How about this? You can also check me out opening for Natasha Leggero in Stars Neck of the Woods, Cobb Comedy Club in San Francisco. This Friday.
Nice. Cobbs. Hell yeah.
Cobbs. Yeah, this Friday and Saturday. We've done Who Charted There, and now back to do some stand-up. Check out Natasha. Check me out if you'd like.
That's awesome.
Excited about that.
Glad to hear.
Fun.
And check out all the other programs, and we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted It.